From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 14, 2013. Texas cotton planting intentions may be affected by the replanting of cotton to freeze-damaged wheat acres, but an AgriLife Extension Service expert doesn't expect the change to be significant. On May 13th, I talked with Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension Cotton Specialist, College Station.
So a lot of the cotton wheat froze out. A lot of that's not cotton acres anyway, so we won't see a big shift there. Mm-hmm. And then the other factor is going to play in if things remain dry. There's not a lot of incentive for guys to go in with another crop. I mean, the rolling plains is within their planting window. It's just depending on how bad that freeze damage was and how they're going to come out on the, you know, what their crop insurance will allow them to do coming in after that wheat crop. Mm-hmm. But best guesstimate for that rolling plains, Robert, is probably 50% of the wheat will be harvested in that area. So even it's not going to make a huge shift. In cotton acres as a whole, there will definitely be wheat that's frozen out, irrigated wheat that's frozen out that people will go in with cotton. But I don't know that it's going to make a huge shift in acres. Just looking pretty bleak for that southern high plains where most of our cotton production is. And, you know, it's obviously affecting the other crops too. And it looks like the Rio Grande Valley caught a pretty good rain here in the past 2 weeks, so that's going to help their crop out some.
In March, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's prospective planting report predicted Texas' intended cotton plantings to be 5.5 million acres, which represented a 16% drop from actual cotton plantings of 6.5 million acres in 2013. The National Cotton Council predicted a more severe drop of 25% to 4.9 million acres. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.